Morning. You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative. I am your DJ for the next hour, Weijun Angst, and this is Wilhelm Scream. We've got a pretty good Halloween playlist headed your way, but first, are you looking for a fat, crunchy, healthy snack? A fat, healthy snack, sorry. Look no further than the wonderful nut. There are over 20 different types, including popular nuts such as almonds, cashews, and walnuts, and they're a great source of nutrients to fill that gap in between meals. Although peanuts are technically not nuts, they share similar characteristics, making them just as beneficial. Healthline.com suggests that nuts are the perfect on-the-go snack, making them an easy way to fit in a plethora of antioxidants, fiber, selenium, and magnesium. Though they may be small, nuts are the perfect powerhouse for snacking. This message has been brought to you by your nutty DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Enough with the nut talk. Let's get Halloween-y. It's Halloween's Eve, and we have to celebrate. So I feel like I'm obligated to play some Bauhaus. So this is the iconic Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus.
Yeah. translucent black capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
pull you away. I watch the world pull you away. So I run into the home, into the corridor. There's a door in the house. I hear the lift descending. I hear it hit the landing. See the house and the cat
standing
with my.
No strangers feet will enter me. I wash the floors, I clean the stairs.
This house is a desire. With the weather hanging around them, we cannot find the town.
With my key, I.
This house is full of madness. This house is full of mistakes. This house is full of madness. This house is full of
with my key,
joy, I'm
married and bolted and died. No stranger's feet will enter me. I wash the clothes, I clean the stairs.
Thank you.
That was Get Out of My House by Kate Bush. A weird one. Yeah, that's one of her weird songs. I really like the donkey noises at the end. That's probably my favorite part. It's a little spooky song, so I thought it's pretty fitting for a Halloween show. Before that was Ancient Pain by Halloween. Yeah, there's a band called Halloween. I think they're pretty good. You should check them out. And we started off, of course, with Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. How can you not listen to that song when it's Halloween? I feel like it's impossible. It's just a really good song, and it's so iconic. So, yeah, gotta love Bauhaus. We got more Bauhaus later in the show, so stay tuned. Just a reminder that you're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative. I'm your DJ, Wajin Angst. This is Wilhelm Scream. Will you hear the Wilhelm Scream? I don't know. You just have to stick around and find out, but I think because of the theme of the show, you might have a good guess on whether it's going to play or not. We're going to switch it up, and we're going to play some songs. Just kidding. Only one song from Twin Peaks, but the songs that follow that are Twin Peaks-esque, in my opinion. So, yeah, we're going to hit it off with Audrey's Dance from Twin Peaks. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Virtual Mima by Satoshi Kon from the movie Perfect Blue. Guys, that movie is so good. I watched it over the summer. I had to watch it twice because there's this really good twist ending. And I just like didn't get it, but it also, it was confusing, but it was like surprising, and it really took me aback. Yeah, I was just in awe. I was really surprised, and I was like, wow. But that was really good, so I need to watch it again. So I watched it like twice in 1 week, and yeah, it's just stuck with me ever since. It's a really good movie, definitely a spooky one, so can't recommend that movie enough. Also, the soundtrack is really good. Yeah, and then before that was Uzumaki by Colin Stetson, another anime thing. The series just came out. There's been a lot of backlash. I can see why there's been some backlash. If you don't know about all of the Uzumaki stuff, look it up. It's interesting. Yeah. And then we start off the set with Audrey's Dance by Angelo Badalamenti, Menti from Twin Peaks. That soundtrack, that album, it's just really good. Love me some good soundtracks. And we're going to keep it going with the soundtracks. I know I said earlier, how can I have a Halloween show if I don't play Bela Lugosi's Dead? Well, I can say the same for how can I have a Halloween-themed show, theme set, without the Goosebumps theme song. It is so good. So, without further ado, here is the Goosebumps theme song.
Thank you.
That was Professor Egad's Laboratory from Luigi's Mansion. Another spooky piece of media that is really good. It's a classic. That one is from the original soundtrack, so the first game that came out for the GameCube. I did not have a GameCube growing up. I had a DS, so I played the 3DS version. And that one's pretty good. And then I think there is one for the Switch. So, yeah. Love that game. Luigi. Love Luigi. Can't get enough of him. Before that, we had Tenebrae. I think that's how you say it. Tenebrae from the soundtrack for Tenebrae. It's the theme song for the movie. Another movie. I haven't seen it. My friend Nikki, shout out Nikki, was like playing it in the car, and I was like, this is really good. So I need to watch that movie, and apparently it's a good one, so yeah, check it out. And of course, we started off with the Goosebumps theme song, because you have to. The Goosebumps theme song by Jack Lentz. I forgot to say that the Tenebrae theme song is by Simonetti Claudio. So yeah. And then the Professor. Let's roll it back. Okay, the Professor Egad song from Luigi's Mansion is by Kazumi Tokata and Shinobu Tanaka. Apologies for pronunciation. Before that was Tenebrae by Claudio Simonetti, and then we had Goosebumps theme song by Jack Lentz. Awesome. Glad we got that cleared up. We're at the end of our show, and fun fact, this is one of those years where you have to have multiple Halloween costumes. So one of my Halloween costumes is Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. So we're gonna play the theme song known as the prologue to Little Shop of Horrors. And it's just also a classic. So enjoy.
Of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence, and this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Little shop of horrors, go up and up. Little shop of horrors, pop, pop, pop.
That was Hair of the Dog by Bauhaus. Before that, A Grand Day Out by Julian Knott from the Wallace and Gromit Curse of the Were-Rabbit soundtrack. Again, another great Halloween movie. And then we start off the final set of the show with the prologue from Little Shop of Horrors by Bill Mitchell. Yeah, we started and ended the show with Bauhaus. Good stuff. Well, that is it for today. My time is out. Thank you for tuning in to WRUV-FM Burlington. I am your DJ, Weijin Angst. This has been Wilhelm Scream. Yeah. Oh, hang on. Well, I forgot the most important part of the show, which is this sound. Yep, you heard the Wilhelm Scream, and that's why this show is called Wilhelm Scream, because I play the song, not the song, the sound sometimes. So, yay, we heard it this week. Have a wonderful Halloween. Have fun, go crazy, but stay safe. Also, one last final thing. We, WRUV, are having karaoke at Radio Bean tonight at 9 p.m. It is 18 plus. Please go. There will be free candy. We got like 10 pounds of candy from Costco, and there will be merch for sale, and then there will be a raffle for free merch. So please, please stop by. It's going to be so fun. All right. That's all I have for you today. Have a very happy Halloween.
Once I'm in, you can't get rid of me.